we're on Simon Ayin Vav, Sif Aleph. Saya Va'ashoshe. Now we're going to learn Hilchos of. It says in the Kedushas HaMachne, there are two halachas. There's halacha Vayira Bukhaer Vesdavar, and also the Kisisa Seya Secha. So we're speaking about Erve, and we're also speaking about Saya, and these two in Yonim are also Keshem Alekecha Misalech Bekedav Machnecha Boye Machnecha Kodesh. So these two in Yonim take away, deviate from the Kedusha Samachne. So now let us see Sif Aleph. Tzoya Ba'ashoshes. There is Tzoya, but it is covered with a glass covering. And a person can, and the Tzoya is visible, Muta likreis kenegda, so a person is permitted to lein krishme opposite the tzoya, af al pi sheroya oiso derech dafnoisel, he can see the tzoya through the walls of the sashoshis, it's glass, it's see-through, mishum de bekisui tolo rachmona. Because the Torah, when the Torah spoke about Tzoya, the Torah only demanded v'chisisa as Tzoya Yisrecha. You should make sure that the Tzoya is covered. T'chsi v'chisisa as Tzoya Yisrecha v'ho miskasye. So whatever the Torah demanded was niskayim. I was mechasa the Tzoya. So it is irrelevant if I could see it or not. Zakta Mishnah Brura, Ba'ashoshis, Hu Shel Schuchis, this is a kli, a glass kli, Oidova Acher, or another receptacle, Hamanhil, that is see-through, she can see through the Tzoya. So, Mutter Likreis, Da, the Bechol Aloch is Eilu Ad Simen Peiches V'chein Linyin Yisrael V'Niskaler. So here we're speaking about Krishma. So the Hilchus Krishma is on Mitzvah Yibishas Krishma. So he says Kol Mokim Sh'Niskar Adin Linyin Krishma Bein Linyin Heter Bein Linyin Yisrael Who loved after Krishma, it's not only Nagir Krishma, to Adin Torah, with Tvila, Vachol, Inyone, Hakdusha, that is also awesome, Hoye Machnecha Kodesh. That means he'll be speaking anything of Divrei Kdusha, Gemore, God, the Dirshu brings down something very interesting. He says if there is a Sefer, that speaks about in Yonei Tikkun HaMidos. That means a person has Midos Rois, Kas, Gaive, and there's a sefer that speaks about how one can rectify these Midos, but the rectifications were not derived from Chazal. It's a different oifen how to rectify it. So he says that also that this was done through tchunas, a person who understands tchunas ha-nefesh. So Shlomo Zalman Erlebach said one is also not permitted to read this in the Beis HaKi. He said this is also considered a davar shebekdusha, and that the purpose is to correct the midas of the person. Yeah. If it works, what? Well. Yeah, it's irrelevant. If this is the purpose, it's Tikkun HaMidos, and Tikkun HaMidos is, I mean, we're talking about it's going to work, and this is Mr. As I've been called for Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. Al Kaponim, that is Kodova Shebekedusha, Gabi Mitzvahs. Let's just speak about mitzvahs. So one of the big rayas of a mitzvah person goes into Beis HaKisa and wears a talis kotan. She's mekayim a mitzvah. Poshet. There's a Mishnah Brura further in Hilchos Tkiyah Shofar that is moira l'chayra p'yikar, then a person can do a mitzvah from the Beis HaKisa. Perhaps other inyanim, it's not proper. About koponim, this is a mitzvah that a person is, aber kavana lot say sits a person is makayim b'chol regya on the scene as tzedake. So others say that is zichem mutter and a mokim b'tunef also. So b'chol unyone kedusha would mean divrei teire. So obey. Well, that what it says, that's the one third from the Rashiba Rabbi Yanke, whatever the Rambam wrote in Yad HaChazoka, that's Torah. That's Torah, that's what he said, Klal. Whatever he wrote in Yad HaChazoka, there was a Makar. If they brought down the Makar or not, but oh, come on, he's a Makar. If he put it in Yad HaChazoka, he said that that's Torah. Yeah. Hey, you're all Kaponim. A star? What kind of a star? That's true, but you have to make a star, but that's a star, I don't know if that's the military. Yeah, they're not allowed to land without a star. Yeah.
So you
wanted
to reach the tape or a star, I would say now.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's not so posh. Anyway, So Ben Shaimrim Beloshin Kodesh Ben Beloshin Chel Al Kaponim. If it's a davar shebekdusha, so there's a din Boya Machnecha Kodesh. Kinegdo, so but here we're saying if it is covered to a see-through covering, a glass covering, he's permitted to, it's opposite him, he sees it, and he's allowed to relinquish. The magia leyachra, what is, if where he's standing, he can smell the reyach of the toya. Also, Vafilu Laman the Omar Besimin Ayin Tes Siv Beis the Avsoke May Elas L'Reyacha, that Avsoke helps L'Reyacha, I will speak about this in a minute. Davke Mechitze Shuz Shuz Bifnei Atzmoy Avo Kvias Kli Loi. Now, there's Aman the Omar, let us speak about this for 1 minute, a very interesting halacha. The halacha is there's tzoya, there's a reyach sheyesh boy ikar, there's a reyach she'ein boy ikar. That means if there's a reyach is coming out from tzoya, that's called a reyach sheyesh b'yikar, so the reyach is osa. A reyach she'ein b'yikar, this means there's a reyach ra, but it's not coming out from tzoya, so that is mutter. Let us just say, an example, it's brought down that let's say you have three people learning or davening, let's say they're learning, and you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Reuven passes gas. So the halacha is, Reuven is not allowed to learn Kol's man. He can smell the gas that he had passed. But Shimon is allowed to learn. Shimon is allowed to learn. So even though Shimon, b'shas, he's learning, he smells a reyach ra, but that is considered a reyach she'ein boy ikar. That means the reyach originates, there's no, that means if you have tzoya and the tzoya is giving out a reyach from a mele, so then we're miyaches the reyach to the tzoya, and the reyach is also wasa. But if I have a reyach that is mugdol from the tzoya, so that's called a reyach Hashem ba'ikra, that's what, fine. Now it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. There's one man the yomer, there's a machlokes in this, but there's one man the yomer that holds, what if you have two rooms, and there's somehow a reyach that's coming from one room into the other room, but Basher Usham, let's say there was a bathroom and it opens up into another room, and someone opened the door, and now he closed the door, but there's a reyach in the second room. So there's a man diyama that holds, so even though the reyach came from an ikar, it came from tzoya, but since there's a mechitze that is mavdol now between the tzoya and the reyach, so that halachically has a din of a reyach shem b'ikar, and that is mutter. That is one man diyama. So the Mishnah Berurah says, but that is if the tzoya is in another reshus. It's in a different area in Gansen. It's a mechitza that's mavdol. I'm smelling it in this reshus, but in this reshus it's considered halachically a reich sheim ba'ikar because the ikar that it comes from is in a different reshus. Zok to Mishnah Berurah, but what if I have tzoya in this reshus, but it's covered with a glass covering and I smell it? So he says, but this is, it's in the same reshus. So if it's in the same reshus, this is called reyach sheyesh boyikar. It's covered, the ikar is covered, but it's not considered that I have a reyach here that is separated from the ikar. It's covered, but it's in this reshus. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. V'magi eloi reyach ra, osar afilu man da'omar besimina intensive base. Davsoke may elas lereyacho. Davke mechitze shehu reshus bifnei atzmai. That means if you have a mechitze, that's mavdu one reshus from another reshus. So memele, so then I can consider in the second reshus, even though the reyach comes in, but in this reshus it's called a reyach she'ein bo yikar. Avol kviyas kli loy. But if I have a kli that is covering the tzoya, and the covering is not accomplishing that the reyach should, the reyach still goes into this reshus. Yeah. So memele, loy, then it will not be good. So then you, umikombo came, ein tzorich bozeh, Dalad Amis Mimokim Shekola Horeyach. Ela Kozman Shein Magia Elov Sagi. Now he sang a beautiful svore. He sang a svore as follows. The halacha is that, let's say, a person has tzoya. It's tzoya over here. And the reyach goes, travels till here. The reyach travels. So here's soya. It's not covered at all. Here's soya over here. The reyach travels, let's say, Dalad Amis. He can still smell the reyach. And then after Dalad Amis, the person is standing after Dalad Amis. So the tzoya is chutz mi dalad amosov, but the reyach ends after the dalad amos. So the halacha is that he cannot, because he's not, the tzoya is chutz mi dalad amosov. The reyach ended here. So the halacha is he has to be machik dalad amos from where the reyach ended, and he can first say a davar shebedusha four amis from where the reyach ended. And there's a beautiful svara to this. The svara is that I consider Kol's man that the reyach from the tzoya is here. I consider that this is a continuation of the tzoya. I say the tzoya extends to where the reich of the tzoya ends. So halachically, I assume that they have tzoya from here to where the reich ends. So here's all tzoya. So now you have to be machik dalet amos from the tzoya. That's the halach. But what is the din if the tzoya is covered? The tzoya is covered. So memele, so al tzeetzim tzoya. It gets have to be marchik from the tzoya. The tzoya is covered. So then the soul is there is, but there's reich here. There's reich over here. It's reich and this reshut. So the minute I don't smell the reich, so it is permissible. That's what he says over here. Because since that means if the tzoya is megula, so I consider. To where the reich goes, this is all considered tzoya megula. So you have to be machik now dalet amos for that. But if the tzoya is mechusa, so mitzad the etzem tzoya, there's no issa. There's issa only al tzareyach, so mitzad the reich alone. So as long as I don't smell the reich, it will be mutan. It doesn't have to be machik from the reich. So that's what he says over here. And mikol mokim tzorich b'sad da'udames mimokim shekol ha'reyach. Ela, kol zman shemagia eilav sagi ken kosa matrim ha'godim. Then later b'simen zen and simenayin test, he's not so sure about it. Okay. Now, Siv Beis. Tzoya biguma. Meniach sandaloi ole vekoire, techshive kimechuse, vekimin shen reyach amagiyaloi muta, vuhu shaloi yehei sandaloi negeya po. Now let us explain this halacha, and then what halacha is, and then we'll see the svara of this halacha. We have a person, let's say, is in a room. Is in the room. Let's say there's no problem of reich. He's in the room. And there is a guma, there's a small hole in the floor. And there's some tzoya in this guma. There's tzoya in this guma. Now, the tzoya is in the room. So now, let us just say three halachas, and then we'll try to understand three halachas. So this tzoya in this room, the tzoya, it's in a guma, it's not covered, so it's in my dalet amos, I'm not allowed to say it over Shabbat Tusha. That's posh. Fine. So let's say I'll put my foot over the guma, the foot is not touching the tzoya, I'm covering the tzoya, so that is worthless, because between me and the tzoya, my foot is me. And there's a din is mechisisa seyasecha. That means where you're standing, the tzoya has to be mechusa. And if it's in your machne, the teich ba'udamas is also. So I'll put my foot over this guma, over the, it's not touching the tzoya. I look down, I don't see the tzoya. But Rabbi, you have a big problem. Because the tzoya is in your machne. Your foot is a chelik of your machne. And so it's in your dalet amos, you know, three tvachim, four tvachim. Let's not go into it. It's 10 tvachim, it's a different issue. It's 4 tvachim, 5 tvachim. And I cover it, but it's in, but this is in dalet amos, so it's in my machne. That's one thing. Then number two, let's say I'm wearing shoes. And I put my foot over the gume with the shoe. So now I did a big accomplishment now. Because now pshat is, what is covering the tzoya? A shoe. The shoe is covering the tzoya, so that's called b'chisisa seyasecha. So the shoe is covering. Between myself and the tzoya, there's a kisui. So that will zicha be mutter. So now we learn two halachas. If I'll cover it with my foot, it's also. If I'll cover it with the shoe, it'll be mutter. I'll take off the shoe and put it there, it's also mutter. I mean, the shoe is covering the Tzoya between the Mechisisa Tzoya Secha. So these two halachas are poshut. That means if he covers it with his bare foot, it's a tignet, because wear stockings will be good. But if he covers it with his bare foot, even though it's not touching, socks look, it should be good. Socks is like a sandal. If he's not touching it, we'll see. If he's not touching it, two cases of not touching it. So if he puts his foot over the hole, and so there's nothing between the tzoya and himself. So in his machna, there's tzoya. So that won't help. The covering is all between himself, the tzoya between himself, and the tzoya is covered. Here the tzoya is not covered. If he's wearing a shoe, he's wearing a sandal, and he puts his foot over the hole, so then this will be mutter, because the sandal or the sack will be covering the tzoya, and to the middle the tzoya is covered, so there's no problem. Now let us see again the lashon of the mechaber. Tzoya begume meiniach sandaloy aleha v'koyre. So he's allowed to put his sandal, he's wearing the sandal. Nilens krishme. Because the sandal is covering the tzoya. He doesn't have any reyecha, so there's no problem. The tzoya is mechusa. He doesn't have any reyecha. V'hu shalai yei sandalai negeya bo. But he says, but if his sandal is touching the tzoya, then it won't help, and this needs an explanation, and this we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Now we're talking about that it has a din tzoya, so it's slach, and it has a real din tzoya. Well, without a reyach, what? Okay. Well,
It's not a problem.
Yeah. It's not a problem. Yeah. That's double him later. That's right. So here we're talking. Okay. What? Yeah. It doesn't ever say. Listen, it never didn't say at all. It doesn't ever didn't say. Yeah. Kesayis kedechilus pras from the chitim. Yeah, that's right. Sandaloi. Lav davke sandal. So now we're talking about a case. There's a hole in the rishus that he is. And he covered it with his sandal. Lav davke sandal. Hu adin be'eze dava shemechase mahani. Anything that will cover it will be sufficient. God, the Gilshu brings down something very interesting. Anything that covers is sufficient. So he says like this, if there's something that's less than three tvochim, there's less than three tvochim, so you'll say lavud. It's called as covering it. If it's more than three tvochim, then you won't say lavud. Okay, so about kapanim, as long as it's covered. Yeah. You need less than three to work. So he says if there's aver mavsik, there's aver, that means that this is the kalke, and here's the tisui, so memele, and the tzoya. So he says, if there's less of three tvachim, so I consider that the kisi is touching the ground, so it's finished. So the tzoya in the gum is covered. If there's more than three tvachim, so then I will not consider that the gum is covered. Okay, now let's go a little further. No, if it's on top of the gum, less than three tvachim, it's good. But there's three tvachim between where the guma starts and the. Then it is considered a kis. But yes. So So there's a gumi and here this toy and there's something over here. So the which is the mile of a gimel tvachim. So it's not called a kisi to the toy. Not on the toy. I think on the gumi it has to be. Yeah. The kisi has to be or less than 3 tvachim on the gumi. I think. Yeah. Yeah. But there's ave mamsik. So then yeah. So now we knock at sandal. Dloitemos, what's the chiddush of sandal? Dloitema the bottle legabe gufa. He's talking about the chiddush. That means really the sandal is his lavush. This is his what he wears. So there'd be a mokim to think. There'd be a mokim to think that it's bottle to him. His lavushim, his clothing is bottle to him. So I would think perhaps halachically we should say that it's not something that's covering the tzoyer. He's covering the tzoyer because the shoe is bottled to the leivish. That perhaps I could say. Like time the bottle of gabi gufi v'ave k'moishi machas oisei beraglo yecheifa. And I would compare this as if he's covering the tzoyer with a barefoot foot. The bevadai ain gufay choshev kisoy. His guf is not considered a kisoy. Kamash malon. He's telling us no. So even though this sandal is a levush to him and it's a tuffel to him, perhaps the gabi different halachas. The levush of the person becomes a tuffel to the person. But over here. Halachically, it does. Gabi, this halacha, if it's not his goof, I say that this is a teiras kisui, and there is something that's separating, that's covering the teir. So, Mamela, his goof is not in the machne that has teir megula. Is the teir in his machne is mechusa. Yes. Same thing. But what will be if the shoe is covering, is touching the tzoyer? Now here we're going to say lomdus. Lotzoloima, afilu im ein hatzoya mispashit al tzode hasandol mibachutz ve'ein einire. Now, he's saying a mordik chiddush which needs an explanation. He's saying like this. He put his foot over the tzoyer, and now the shoe, not his foot. He steps on the tzoyer. Yeah, he's touching the tzoyer, wherever the tzoyer is up to the top, or you have tzoyer stamos on the ground, and he's put his foot over it. He put his foot over it. Now you look around the bowl. There's no tzoyer that comes out from the side. Whatever tzoya is there is underneath the shoe. So it doesn't smell. So l'chayre, to what we learned till now, the person says, so what's the problem? The shoe, we just said, doesn't become bottled to the foot. The shoe is a kisui. The shoe is touching the tzoya. So what if the shoe is touching the tzoya? Tzoya ba'shoshis will have the same thing. We'll put a glass cover on it, and the glass cover from the inside is touching that in the tzoya. There's also no problem. The tzoya is covered. So l'chayre, we should say that if he's wearing a shoe and he steps over the tzoya, And you don't see the tzoyer. That means if the tzoyer goes out over the sides of the shoes, I see the tzoyer, so it's not covered. But he doesn't see the tzoyer. The tzoyer is covered by his shoe. Here it is also. And here we need an explanation. Why should it be also? So this we're going to see. So this is, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah. Shalaya Rotzalay Mafilo Imena Tsoya Mispashit Al Tode Hasandu Bibuchut. Ve'ena Inira. It's also Wasa. Va'af Al Gav de Bashoshis. Kikovet Tsoya Bashoshis. Afilo Naigeya da Shoshis. The glass covering is touching the Tsoya. Udvuka Born. It's attached to it. Shori. Bibnei she'ein nireh mibachutz, it's called as mechusa. Sandaloi Goratve. But if he's wearing the shoe, it's worse. Mitnei Sha'ato Hu Malbush Shaloi, since he's wearing it. So that's why it's no good. So here it's a little difficult to understand. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav says that what the shoe is touching the tzoya, so we consider the shoe was put there through his foot. His foot is putting the shoe on the tzoya. In such a case, we consider that his foot is touching the tzoya. That means if there is a negia of the tzoya to the shoe, and the shoe was put down through his foot, then we consider, so the foot is considered like the foot is touching the tzoya, because the shoe is on the tzoya through his foot. That's Samar Dikhidish. So then we can say, it means if it's not touching the tzoya, so then there's no problem whatsoever, so the tzoya is mechusa. But if it is touching the tzoya, so then we say, Sandalay Gorat Vimne Sha'ato, Hu Malbu Shaloi, Al Kainim Chalotze Mechisa Boy Shaloi. So he says, I'll tell you a very good answer, just take off the shoe now. Take off the shoe, then you can learn Krishna. Because now, but if his foot is pressing down on the tzoya through the shoe, then we consider keilu his foot is touching the tzoya. That's the schumer. Okay, nimchalotze v'kisa b'yishori. So what? So that's this din. Usha talei sandaloi negeya bo. Negeya. Ayin ba'ilas tomid uprime godim shimetzada din loim. Aval kaponim, we have a muradika halacha. We have a halacha if a person is wearing a shoe and there's tzoya on the bottom of his shoe, even though it's not exposed, he doesn't see it. Af al pikein, this is considered the tzoya in his machn, and it's also. Ayin ba'ilas tomid uprime godim shimetzada din loima. Dim acher shekora krishma obir chayser, motza tzoya devuka pesandoloi mitachtisoi. What happened if a person went to a bathroom, a public bathroom perhaps, and the bathroom others say the same thing if there's made a glime on the floor. He went to the bathroom, he went out of the bathroom, and finished, and he's out of the bathroom, he washed his hands, and now he says Krishma. Bichas Krishma and Krishma. Then afterwards, he looks at his shoe, and his shoe is wet, or made a glime, or the soya on the shoe. He was ignorant. But ignorance is not bliss. Lamaise, he was kaire krishme with tzaya. That means a shoe that he is wearing is not called a hefsik, but beinayla, so it's called that the tzaya is in his machne. So they say, ayin ba'ilas tamid uprime godim shemetzadid in leime, dimacha shekora krishme obir chayseo, Motza tzoye devuke besandoloi mitachtisoi, chayze vekayre krishme beloi bichayse. So he has to lay over krishme. Ayin shamata. That case is speaking about that the tzoye was completely covered. Vimnispashet tzoye gambit stodei asandol, but if the tzoye is on the side of the shumi bachutz, so then that's much worse. Ayin l'kamer sidcheskid kolmamad mashenich tevshon. Now let us see. Now we won't be able to see anymore because it's too late. Okay.